Today we're doing the 8th paragraph and the 13th paragraph of the Chuvas HaTalmidim. Da'alecha ben yakir, lo sh'anu to'im, elo b'nei ha'olam to'im. Lachshov al olam hazeh asher Hashem b'ra'o, ki min otzer shal ta'avos machshavos unutiyos ra'osu, mi sh'arotza la'avod es Hashem mukhrach latzeyizu l'hisrachik min ha'olam kulo. Says that many people think that the mistake is not with us, but it's with the rest of the world. They believe that this world that Hashem created, which is full of taiva, which is full of different evil things, they think that if you want to serve Hashem, you have to totally distance yourself from this world. So let's say you see somebody drowning in the ocean, you say, oh, the water must be evil because it's killing this person. How foolish is such a person. You can't live with that water. Because this guy doesn't know how to swim. This guy doesn't know how to, you know, how to act in the water. You think the water is bad because this guy's drowning in the water? You need water to survive. So this guy happened to, you know, I don't know, fall into the water. He jumped into the water when he shouldn't have done so, but it doesn't make water bad. The same thing is true when it comes to this world. Yes, it's true there are many things that are bad or evil in this world, but you have to know how to maneuver, how to manage in this world. The pasuk tells us in Mishlei that a foolish person is going to pervert his ways and will therefore anger Hashem. There are ways to Hashem, but you, in individuals, will pervert that way. Why do you talk falsehood and say that Hashem created this world of physicality, a world in which it's impossible to serve Hashem? So we'll stop here for now and pick up with the 8th paragraph tomorrow.